This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com, and I'm joined by Andrew Collier, the brother of fallen MIT police officer Sean Collier, who was shot and killed on April 18, 2013, during a manhunt for the suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing. Thank you for joining us today, Andrew.
Yeah, no problem. My pleasure.
Andrew has spearheaded an effort to designate a national holiday honoring America's first responders. On February 27th, a bill was introduced in the House of Representatives that would create a National First Responders Day. If passed by Congress and signed by the President, the bill would create a day similar to Memorial Day or Veterans Day, a federal holiday. Can you tell us a little bit about how this idea came about and what kind of progress you've made since you began?
Yeah, it was around Memorial Day last year. I was sitting there, and it was the first time, first Memorial Day after my brother died. Obviously that's the day to recognize fallen soldiers and military personnel. And, I kind of got to thinking, I wonder if there's any type of day. Obviously there was no national holiday or any type of day of recognition for first responders and police officers, firefighters, whoever it may be. And, I played around on Google for a little bit and, quickly realized that there really isn't. There's a May 15th is Peace Officers Day, and there's another one for EMTs, but that's not a holiday. It's kind of a day of recognition. But so I really kind of was surprised by it and really felt like there should be a day that we all recognize our first responders. So from there, I talked to my sister, who has done a lot with legislation, and I said, how can I make this happen? And we both did some research and figured out that it had to go through Congress, and so we thought the best place to start would be a petition.
Okay, great. And so you launched the petition last June, I believe?
It was May-June time frame. May-June.
And on change.org, right?
Yep, change.org. So we launched that, had some good success. On one of my brother's memorial pages, they sent out a thing that got us a ton of signatures. And we really had great momentum at the beginning, a lot of support. And from there, change.org contacted me. They noticed this huge support for this, so they wanted to help. So things kind of kept going. And they gave me the URL, change.org/first responders, which made finding the website a lot easier.
Yeah.
And, they've been very helpful and a great place to kind of start this from.
Okay, and then how did you get in contact with your congressman's office? Did he get in contact with you, or did you guys contact him?
I contacted him, actually his office. What ended up happening is he has another bill that he put forward because of Sean, where campus police officers aren't don't receive the same benefits, death benefits, as a regular police officer, even though Sean's official title is Special State Police, Special Massachusetts State Police Officer. So he was a full police officer with, the ability to arrest people in Somerville and Boston, and he still wasn't really recognized as a full police officer. So Congressman Capuano noticed this, and he wanted to fix it, so campus police officers everywhere could receive those death benefits if they ever had to, which hopefully they wouldn't. But, they ended up going through and giving us, our family, the death benefits. But
okay,
we just wanted to make sure that that every campus police officer got them. So with that bill, I thought he'd be a great person to contact.
Okay.
With my sister's connections through her work, where she worked with legislation and some kind of program where she got me all the contact info for his office, and I contacted someone over there, and they really ran with it.
Okay, great. And, yeah, so from, I guess, yeah, May, June of last year and until up to now, I guess, how has that process worked with, you know, drafting the legislation and everything that's come with it? It, you know, has it seemed like an easy process or a difficult one?
I think it was more difficult for them than for me. They were in contact with me quite a bit to kind of see where my vision was on the holiday, from a date, you know, the name and everything like that. They really wanted to make sure I had full input into it. I let them know that I really didn't have a date in mind.
Okay.
I feel like that kind of has slowed down people in the past trying to do a specific date, such as if I try to do April 18th, my brother's EOW, then, you know, that would hinder the process because then it seems more like a holiday for him.
Yeah.
And I didn't want that. I wanted a holiday for all first responders.
Okay.
So I thought it would be best to leave the date out there, not to just that way so we didn't offend anyone or cause problems ourselves. And so they had a bit of a struggle with that on how to word that. But they did a great job. You know, if you read the bill now, it's perfect. So it was very easy from my standpoint. I think a lot harder for theirs.
Okay. And yeah, so now the legislation has been, the bill has been introduced. What has the reception been, you think? I'm guessing for the most part it's been positive. Have you seen any negative, feedback?
I have seen some negative feedback. You tend to see negative feedback before you see, positive because, you know, those people tend to speak out more. And also, you just kind of notice it more. You know, I have seen a few comments here and there, but mainly people supporting it, saying that this should have been done a long time ago.
Exactly.
You know, it really is true. It should have happened a long time ago. We've seen time and time again how important our first responders are, and they should be recognized for it.
Great. And, I mean, do you know what the type of, you know, timeline they're looking at since, you know, it has been introduced now, what they're expecting, the congressman is expecting as far as when it will be voted on and looked at?
I haven't really heard a timeline, unfortunately. You know, I've been asking quite a bit. Obviously very excited and I want to see it happen fast, but unfortunately a lot of times, things in government don't work very fast. So right now it got right away referred to a committee, the Committee on Oversight, and they have to look at it, review it, and make sure they find it worthy to be put on the floor of the House, and from there they can debate it and vote on it. And then, of course, it has to go over to the Senate, and then if they pass, it would go to the President. But, so, I don't have a time frame. I'm expecting it's going to be a little while. But overall, from everything I've heard, is this bill has moved extremely fast, pretty much unheard of fast for something like this. So that makes me happy, and hopefully it continues to that momentum.
Coming up on April 18th, you'll be marking the first anniversary of your brother's death. What do you guys have planned for that? And then you said that you will be attending Police Week in May. And what are your plans for that week?
On April 18th, I'll be up in Boston. That's Good Friday, so I'll probably fly up the day before. And on the actual 18th, MIT is having a groundbreaking ceremony where they're going to be building a memorial where Sean was killed. So I'll be attending that, and, you know, we'll see what their plans are for the memorial. I know that they have a committee dedicated to it, and they've been working on it very hard for the past year. So I'll be up there for that, mainly, you know, just spending time with my family and just helping each other through that. And then very shortly after, Police Week, and I really have no idea what to expect there. Everyone tells me you can't imagine how it is. It's very nice, obviously very sad, the reason that you're there, but I'm pretty much planning on going up there and just, playing it by ear and seeing what happens.
Okay, and coming up, when the anniversary of the Boston bombing is upon us, there will be, a lot of remembrance in the national media and, people talking about the victims. What do you think you want people to remember the most about your brother?
I think really the stories that have come out since his death, of just, how much he wanted to help people, how willing he was to help anyone, and how much he really loved the people that he was serving, and everything he wanted to do for them. I want people to remember those stories because, I can sit there and tell you he was a great guy. He was a saint or whatever, and you're just hearing me talk, but to hear these stories really shows the kind of person he was, and I think that's really what his legacy should be.
Great. Well, I thank you for joining us today, Andrew, and good luck in getting this piece of legislation passed through.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.